share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The People's Solidarity Secretariat, the group behind the hashtag Lawan Rally, has decided to call off their protest that was scheduled to take place on the 21st of August. This decision was made following Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin's resignation as Prime Minister and in view of the current political climate. However, they emphasized that they will not stop fighting for democracy and for the check and balance of the government. We will not hesitate to implement more if the new government fails to fulfill its responsibility to keep the country safe from the pandemic and superficial political turmoil, they said in a statement. The People's Solidarity Secretariat recalled how Malaysians banded together to pressure Muhyiddin into resigning due to the need for a government that is led by someone qualified, fair and honest. To steer the country out of the COVID-19 pandemic. They wrote that the downfall of Muhyiddin was a victory for Malaysians who held him responsible for the loss of more than 13,000 lives. As a result of the failure of his government to curb the spread of COVID-19. On the 31st of July, thousands of Malaysians took to the streets to demand Muhyiddin to resign as Prime Minister in a peaceful protest. The people joined hands to take to the streets despite knowing the risks in this time of pandemic is proof that the people are tired and angry to see the country deteriorating. This devastation is the result of the Prime Minister's failure to carry out his responsibilities to ensure that our country is on the right track towards the recovery process. Thus, the People's Solidarity Secretariat urges all leaders to return to the real space of parliamentary democracy to discuss policies and further action to restore the deteriorating situation in our country. The People's Solidarity Secretariat also listed what they hope to see in the new Prime Minister. The Prime Minister to be appointed must have the focus, ideas, will and courage to ensure that Malaysians are protected after being oppressed for so long by a government that was busy with politics but ignored the will of the people. We also demand that the future Prime Minister be appointed by the YDPA to go through a process guided by the federal constitution. The legitimacy of the new Prime Minister should be proven through a vote of confidence in Parliament and not using a non-transparent declaration letter, disregarding the mandate of the people who elect their constituency MPs. What do you think about this? Let us know in the comments below. Also read. Local activist released after arrested without warrant in connection with the hashtag Lawan movement. Source. Astro Awani Source. Yutusan. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.